centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Hi there, welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today I have a very interesting, unique individual that was introduced to me just recently. His name is Johnny, and he merges the two modalities of hairdressing and the esoteric. And so he does like these spiritual transformation, energy healing, hair cuts, colors, and all of this. I mean, it's just fascinating. And I'm interested to learn more. I don't know as much, so I'm going to be learning as we have this, as I dive in. And as you get to know Johnny, I'm going to get to know him too. So Johnny, welcome. If you want to share a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much. I just love the way you explain that. So I guess as we're talking earlier, I got into the world of hair because of just wanting to understand the language and open up my own salon and spa business. But I was going to run it instead of be a therapist or be a practitioner. And coming from a massage therapist, tactile environment, working already with energy, my first day of cosmetology school, running my comb through a mannequin's hair, I experienced what felt like an energy flow coming from the hair. So as I combed through the hair, I could feel the energy flow, and I could feel the energy flow off as I combed off through the mannequin's hair. And it's kind of, you would think mannequin's hair is just, it's like from all over the place, you know, dead hair. But somehow it just still carries a resonance of energy.
Mm-hmm. Just like anything, you know, objects, coins, different, you know, they say that when you receive something, or even if you go to a thrift store and you buy a table or a chair that was once in somebody else's house, it has an energy, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes neutral, but it carries, and that energy force is embedded in it. And so I'm going to backtrack a little bit, because you shared with me that you grew up in Hawaii before.
Yes.
And that, you know, in the Hawaiian culture, everything is very spiritual, very ritualistic.
Yes.
And so you had that as this upbringing of already being immersed in a very accepting culture to really emanate your gifts. So I think that this is something to like kind of say, it's like you've always had these beautiful gifts of tapping into that fifth sense in other dimensions, right?
Yes. Like you said, it's very spiritual. Everything is all about asking permission, having respect for the land. It was always back to the aina, and we, you know, everyone was either auntie or uncle, was already family, brother, sister, you know, so we treated each other like family. And we have this massage called Lomi Lomi.
Mm-hmm.
Lomi Lomi, translated in Hawaii, translated in English, is to mash and pound, to soften. But Lomi Lomi is like yoga. You actually live Lomi Lomi. You live,
okay,
aloha. And so when you actually do Lomi Lomi on somebody, it's also, again, ritual. So there's like a prayer in the beginning and a prayer at the end. And as you're flowing with the person's energy, you're actually putting a lot of love, intention into the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're guided by the highest source, like hula. So hula is also very spiritual. It's actually the highest form of connection to source.
Really?
So when you watch a beautiful hula dancer, you can feel their energy just extend out into the whole room.
Wow. Amazing. And so you have this, and you've studied. And then you come to America and you say, all right, well, I have all these skills, I have all this knowledge, but I'm fascinated with wanting to open your own salon and spa.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, well, I need to learn a few more things. And so you go to cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this experience day one. you're working with a mannequin, not even a person yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's blowing your mind wide open.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, what is this? I had my own epiphany and everyone is still like trying to comb the mannequin's hair. And I was like, did you just see that? I was like, trying to find somebody to connect with.
Which is interesting because in my trainings that I've experienced, well, a couple different things that came to mind. And when I hear you talk about like hula being one of the most spiritual connections, it's interesting because the hula dancer moves that hula hoop in a clockwise direction, right? So, and that kind of spins the aura. And as the aura spins, more divine energy pours down. And so to feel that energetic magnifying field or whatnot, okay? So that might be a little over some people's heads, but it was just an epiphany. I needed to share it with you.
I love that.
But the other thing is that, so I've studied many different healing modalities, but in pranic healing in particular, there's when you clean somebody's aura, you clean it with a cupped hand and kind of dig in deep, and you kind of dig in deep, and then you clean it with your fingers spread to comb the health rays. Mm. And so you go in deep and you scoop things out, and then you go and you comb the health rays, and it kind of allows for the energy to flow outward in a certain fashion. And so when I'm hearing you say that you're combing the mannequin's hair, I wonder if that simple act is like really like straightening out that energy to flow and to emanate and to leave, and it's done through in the same sense of that combing the health rays.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful way to put it. You know, I like to say it's unruffling feathers. So when like a bird's feathers all ruffled up, you actually unruffle it by smoothing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, Angela even felt it when I was running the comb through the hair. I'm also doing energy work then, trying to get a smooth read of what's happening. But I'm also unruffling the feathers, like you said, trying to smooth out the energy so I can get a better read of what's going on.
Okay, so wait, we gotta back up a little bit. So we're jumping ahead a little bit here. He did a sample haircut on one of the people at Liberate Emporium, Angelo, and but I want to go from, hey, you're having this epiphany, the mannequin, you're seeing this transformation, you're noticing the energy shift on the mannequin,
not a person, a mannequin.
And then what happens, you know? So I'm guessing like cosmetology school, 2 years. So like, mm-hmm. So what's the process, and then where did you continue to go to get to where you're at right now? And then what is it that you do?
Okay. thank you. You're acting, allowing me to relive and holding space and relive this moment, which is amazing. But I just knew that something special was happening. I knew something, set me on fire. I felt like, wow, this is me. I gotta get into this. And I did my due diligence and researched at the top salons in Hawaii and found that the top 5 salons actually had New York City in common. So I knew I had to move to New York City. And there was one thing that Hawaii didn't have was someone that did razor cuts. Mm-hmm. One of my good friends, Ryan, went to the same cosmetology school that my teachers would speak about very highly. He's very gifted, talented stylist, who was in Bubble and Bumble at the time in New York City. And so somehow he just came and visited the school and said, oh, Johnny, this is the guy they were talking about. We connected. And so I ended up making a flight to New York just to check it out. And after seeing his environment and then just kind of feeling things out, it was weird because I wanted to be there. Like, I knew I had to be there. But at the same time, the energy kept me back in Hawaii because of different things that held me back.
Okay.
It was almost as if it was unfinished business. It was things that I didn't have enough of a foresight to feel like, oh, can I really make it? It was very expensive. And so in my mind's eye, I was thinking, oh, you know what? I'm going to just do what I can to be in Hawaii and just try to expand the energy there and see what I can do. And I manifested my first boss that had roots in New York City. And she actually took us to New York City for our fashion week.
Wow.
And that's when I was like, okay. After that, I just ended up booking my my one-way flight. My friend said, you need to be here. And of course, I ended up being there. But throughout school, I also connected, and I was looking up for energy readers that did hair. I was trying to find out if anybody else did this. And I know now, after over 10 years, I've met many stylists who feel the same, but haven't really translated it in a sense where maybe they are doing it and, you know,
they're not fully aware. Because a lot of people, like, they don't know how healing they can be, or that they're kind of acting as a therapist, or they're being a sounding board, or that, you know, that they're transmuting energy by touch. Like, there's a lot of massage therapists that are doing energy work without knowing that they're doing it. But from what you found, you know, but things can be so much stronger when people develop that conscious awareness of something, you know.
Yes.
Even if they still do it unconsciously, the conscious awareness, so that they can fine tune it, right? And so you've taken and you put this energy work and this ability to read and to see people's auras and energy and tap into what's going on with them, and mix it with their hair, their looks, their appearance and transformation. And what a beautiful thing. Like, I've never heard of this, you know, like, and I think that it's so amazing, because so many people, like, you know, a haircut can change the way that somebody feels about themselves. Now, if you incorporate that with energy, can change the way somebody feels about themselves. You mesh the two together and you create an alignment that's going to serve the person in their highest good, you know.
It's
that much more of an impactful transformation. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm sure that there's times people come in and they want a certain haircut, and you're like, hey, you know, I'm feeling this thing, and doing it like this might be a little bit more beneficial to you. And then when they let them do it, you know, because I don't know, when I go in, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want this picture that looks like this person I see on a Google search or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just because that called to me when I was searching, or what I thought that I wanted. But sometimes we don't know what we need, right?
Exactly. A picture is always helpful for a stylist. We love pictures.
Yeah.
And so interesting that, you know, about trying to find, or not even realizing there are stylists that does this. My research actually pulled me into one guy who wrote a book called Feng Shui Hair. Billy Yamaguchi. I was still in school at the time, and I knew I needed to meet this guy. I was like, I have to meet this guy. I don't know how I'm going to meet this guy, but I have to meet this guy. Sure enough, I don't know when, but I know I was still in school. He ended up flying to Hawaii. He lives in Santa Barbara, and I was actually, it's so weird because he has a shop, and he flew in to do a class, a cut and color class. And he needed models. And I said, I'm going to be one of the models. I have to be there. I have to meet this guy. I had long hair down the middle of my back at that time. And I went in. I said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to go in. I was the only guy selected out of all the girls. And I just happened to be in beauty school, right? And so I would talk to him about how I felt energy and hair. And he was like, wow, that's really interesting. So even for him, it was, you know, something new, different. That he felt like what he resonated to, basically, because what he was doing was five elements.
Mm-hmm.
Using five elements on feng shui to design a haircut for a person, their needs and what it is that they need to do. Either they need more fire, earth, wood to balance their energy, or to enhance their energy, even with color and cut. So what we do is similar but different. Because what his book didn't cover is what I actually found was, when you actually run your hand or comb through the hair, and if it's long, say it's short, like guys have short hair or buzz cuts, it's hard to read that, right? So you're going to have to read the etheric body. You're going to have to read that instead. But with hair, when it's long, you can actually feel changes and shifts of energy throughout the hair. And when you run your hands through the hair and it happens around the same time, that shift, that change of energy, you can kind of deduce whether or not it was traumatic by the weight, by the gravity of the shift.
Wow.
And then, because you know how they can do DNA strand testing, you know, in science to know exactly what chemicals or whatever it is in your body through hair DNA testing. Just like that, the hair holds energy and frequency, so you can actually feel when there's a spike in their energy of like stress.
Which makes complete sense, because I mean, when you have like, let's say if you're going through trauma or a stressful period of time, you know, everybody knows you produce way more of a substance called cortisol. Your acidity levels also go a lot higher. So
yes,
your pH in your body becomes a, you know, a lower number. Instead of being at a 7, maybe it goes down to a 4 or 5. And then you have, then with that higher or with that more acidity, your nutritional level, even if you're eating right, is not absorbed right. So then when the molecules grow for your hair, you know, they're going to have certain, like, and that's just on the science. I'm just thinking scientifically.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I love science, but I also love energy in the metaphysical realm. So, you know, but I'm going on, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
It's so, you know, yeah, you're so running the money on that. The fact that, I mean, they can even search depletion and how that creates the amount of nutrients that or whatever it is in the hair, even environment, because our hair is so absorbing. One of the most absorbing, I want to say fibers, but organic fibers that we have in our body. Hair absorbs everything. Smoke, you can go into a room and all of a sudden it absorbs everything. You're cooking, it'll absorb that. So being that it's like a sponge, imagine your hair being in an environment that is just like chaotic.
Ah, so even on that front too, which makes sense. And then it probably goes as one of the principles for why a lot of monks shave their head, you know, to release and to not have any of that residual energy a part of them, right? You know?
Yes, it maintains their frequency, so they're not receiving all these other energies, but it keeps them into that one point.
Ah, in receiving, which makes me think of, since the dogs are in the room right now, whiskers, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Those are all just energy sensors, you know, certain type of hair follicle, but a hair follicle nonetheless, right? Or type
yes.
of follicle that looks like hair, you know.
Exactly.
Okay, so you go there, you get picked as one of these people to be, and you meet this guy that inspires you with his book, and you share with him, and you're doing something that he hasn't even, you know, done yet. And then where do you go from there?
You know, I still continue a little bit more of my massage and energy work, but I started doing apprenticeship, you know, because that's how you start as a hairdresser. And then I would just continue to gain more insights. Things would start to evolve and show themselves as I continue to do hair readings. I mean, even down to shampoo, when I did the shampoo bowl, all of that energy would change when I'm doing shampoo, because you're so close to the scalp. You're doing so close to the crown, right? So
yeah.
You're doing energy work there. But I mean, I would...
And do you see things and get images? I mean, what kind of information do you get?
I get like a feel, and then if the feel is enough, it'll stop there. But most of the time, I actually also get a movie. It comes out as a movie to me.
Okay, so if you touch my hair, what do you kind of get? I'm an open book. Everybody that listens knows I share everything, so you don't have to hold yourself back.
Okay, whatever you had resonance was cut off. There's just a little bit of the feelers left of an energy that you really wanted to get rid of. So, the energy that you have now that I'm feeling is a change. You are going through an evolution change.
Okay.
Meaning, how should I say? I almost want to see what's going on here. Okay, so basically, you have the foundation right now of new roots. This is so strange, because this is what was happening with another one of your good friend of mine. I was seeing new roots happening, because I thought he was going to be traveling around. But he was laying on the table, and I saw new roots coming up from his receiving leg.
Wow. So you get like those types of images.
Those type of images. And so it's the same thing with yours, but yours is actually, how should I say? I don't even know if this makes any sense, but your feelers are actually out to drawing in certain individual types. Mm-hmm. So you are, how should I say, you're actually attracting this right now is you're attracting the new generation of, I want to say like healers, but people who are doing things like you actually like put it out there. And I don't know if that makes any sense.
Oh, it totally makes sense, especially with opening the new center. And I just want to be, right now I don't want to go out and have to look for things. Like I want things to just come to me. The people that are right, that are in the right alignment for the new shows that we're going to be doing. We have a new media center. And so, I mean, I'm just meeting Johnny, so he knows nothing of this. But, yeah, we're going to be having our own, like, broadcast network. We're going to be doing different things like that. So, like, you know, really changing the world for good. But I don't want to go out and look. You know? I want to just be a magnet. Draw it in.
And that's what I was getting with your hair was that you are actually when was the last time you had your haircut? Was it just recent?
Yeah, about maybe like a month and a half ago, because time flies.
A month and a half ago?
Yeah.
So you're due for another cut. That cut was enough for transition that I'm getting, because there's still about, how should I say, an inch and a half. So about, let's see, your hair is maybe about...
My hair is pretty short right now, guys that are listening, and girls.
Yeah, maybe it's about 4 inches right now.
Uh-huh.
So if we took out like an inch of that, that would be the residual of, say, was it January, whatever happened in January.
Okay.
Is would be taken off.
Oh, that's
so
great.
You actually released everything from last year.
Yeah, which I went through a huge transformation last year for those that have been following and listening, with having health issues and throwing away every single belonging that I own and, you know, all of that stuff. And so I had to go through this whole like healing crisis. So, you know, healing crisis is a rebirth, but in it, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's done. Let it go, you know.
How long was your hair then?
I showed you a picture. I had long hair. I could actually wear it in a ponytail.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely went through a an energy clearing.
Yeah.
So when I actually do the haircuts, it feels like I'm also cutting cords.
Which you probably are, lots of it.
Yeah.
But look at that. So, you know, so that's part of what you do is you come in and you see somebody and you feel and you sense and you get these pictures and images, and when you start to play with the hair, you know, like, I mean, everybody has gotten a haircut before, and you sit down in the chair and it doesn't matter who the hairdresser is, they start to comb through your hair and start to touch your scalp and say, what are we gonna do today? And that, like, you're picking up on a whole bunch of stuff right there.
Just in that.
And so what are some of the benefits that people get from having this spiritual haircut reading and transformational process?
Okay, I guess this is a good analogy. This happened. During my apprenticeship in New York City, I was looking for models. Every week we have to find a model. And we have to find like 3 to 4 models. And I'm like, oh my God. I was already towards the end of my, you know, like, I've been doing it for over 3 years already. I was like, I was retired from finding models, but, and in New York City, a lot of people are very, you know, they don't want anybody, just anybody to cut their hair, especially an apprentice.
Yeah, they're picky.
And so, I asked my friend, worked at Great Jones Spa, she's still there. She said, oh, her boss would be willing to do a haircut for me and be my model. I said, oh, awesome. So she texted me the number, and then I text back and I said, oh, will you be available for Monday? I need a haircut model for a free haircut. And they respond back, yeah, sure, I can do it. And then so I text back my friend. I said, oh, thank you so much. Your boss said she'll be able to do it, Katie. And she said, who's Katie? I said, Katie, the one that your boss, you said was your manager, was able to come in. because we already set it for next Monday. And she was, Katie, I don't know. So I sent her the contact of Katie and then the phone number. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh my God, Johnny, that's the psychic I went to that I told you. She's amazing that you need to go see. Of course. I said, of course. I ended up booking an appointment with this psychic to come and get her haircut. So when she came in, well, we talked on the phone and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I thought you were my friend's boss, you know, which is why I texted you about the free haircut and whatnot. And she goes, oh no, it's okay. I just thought it was just so interesting that I just received this text about a free haircut. And you know, I just thought, well, the angel sent me this. I'm just going to say yes and did it. And so I told her that I needed to do a haircut that was like a graduated bob, a very short haircut. And she told me, oh, I don't know if I'm going to look good with that. Her hair was long down to her, almost her her waistline.
Okay.
And so I said, you know what, don't worry about it. Just come in, we'll figure it out. She comes in, and then I'm looking at her hair. It was very, like, how should I say, very wavy and whatnot. And so I'm combing through her hair, running my hands through her hair and getting a read. And then she was really open. Most women, if they want to get a haircut, they want, like, they don't want it all cut off. They want, you know,
yeah.
They're afraid to go shorter.
They're attached to it, and especially exactly. If they've had long hair for a long time, you know?
Exactly, exactly. The other thing happens when there's a breakup, but it wasn't their choice. Mm. So they're still holding on to that energy, which is why they're afraid to go shorter than that energy. They want to maintain that. Or if there was a loss that happened that wasn't in their control, that they didn't want to happen, they're still holding on, which creates people to be afraid for you to cut shorter and pass that length. What happens when you do an energy read and you tell them, this is what I'm getting, and then they actually say, oh, you know what, that's actually what happened. Like, you know, I lost, you know, like a family or I lost something at that time, and it's been tough or struggle or a guy, you know, that, and it's been tough. And I said, you know what, this is why it's hard for you to attract, because you still have this resonant energy. If we go above it, I can guarantee you things will change. And usually things change once we cut it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I need you to cut this off. This is
exactly.
This is a residual of a relationship too.
Oh,
we gotta get
wow.
this out of here.
No. Wow. But yes, so what happened was I did an energy read on her. And I saw her shattered all over a million pieces in different places.
Oh my God.
And I...
When you were cutting the hair?
I didn't cut it yet. I was still doing a read and was trying to figure out how short. And I said, I don't know what it is, but you've gone through so much trauma. You died. You physically died. And she stopped, looked at me, and she said, let's cut it off. And I said, and I looked at her, I said, you sure? She said, yeah. You know where you said it was? That's when she was crossing the street and a car didn't stop, went full speed, smashed into her. Her body flew in the air, landed in the middle of the street, and she was in ER and she died there. And they brought her back.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And what a perfect like gift for you to be given somebody that was a psychic, so understood all this stuff, because you tell somebody else they're gonna be like flipping out. Oh my.
So you were
able to pick all of that up.
Yeah,
and then she
crazy.
Knew at that moment that, okay,
mm-hmm.
you're on to something here. You're picking out points inside my length of my hair when things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of this so I can have a new energy.
Yes. And she was like, you need to be doing this. This is your calling. This is your gift. This is what you're supposed to do. I mean, it's just like another psychic in Hawaii before I left for New York. My friend took me to see this very famous psychic in Hawaii. As soon as I walked through the door, she stopped. She says, you're psychic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even sit down yet. You know, and just like this other lady, she said, Katie, she was saying, you know, I would love for you to read me, you know, because people from around the world would come and see her and get healing work done. And she was going through a transition where she needed healing work, but she had so much of this hair and residual
mm-hmm.
energy of through different, like even a lot of trauma, chemical trauma and whatnot. That was still linked to her aura. So when we cut that off, her whole energy changed. Like, we gave her this beautiful graduated bob that made her literally 20 years younger.
Wow. Energetically, physically, and, you know.
Yeah. Her energy shifted. And then, long story short, after we did another session of like clearing and reading, she is now married with a daughter, and they're in Ireland now with a guy that I had read as well that was gonna come into her life, which is interesting, because she said, Johnny, what do you see in me? I'm like, I said, you're talking about love life, aren't you? She goes, yes, I am. And I said, well, whoever you're seeing now is not the one. The one that you're going to be seeing is, all I see is a big wolf. And she was really a wolf, huh? I said, yeah, I just see a guy coming to your door, and I just see the back of him with two suitcases.
Wow.
All I see is the back, and I see a wolf. And so 2 weeks later, this guy comes knocking at her door, heard about her in Ireland, flew to New York City just to go and get healing from her. With two bags, knocking at her door.
Wow.
It was like love at first sight. He fell in love at first sight. She just thought he was coming in for healing. A month later, they're like, Johnny, you need to meet this. You need to meet him. Tom, you know, they just connected. They've been like hanging out for all that time when he was there. And so I went to their place for dinner, and she's like, oh, remember you said about the wolf? Well, anyways, Tom came in with the two suitcases, so she told me that story. And then she goes, Tom, go ahead and show him. He stands up, takes off his shirt, turns around, and a big tattooed wolf on his back.
Oh my God.
The face of a wolf.
Oh my God.
And
everybody's gonna go get their hair cut done by Johnny here, and you're gonna have these transformational readings and transformational energy and walk into the ability to walk into the new life and let go. Like, it's literally letting go. And we do so much work with people of cord cutting and releasing, but when you're physically tied in with something, you know, like, that makes so much sense, because you can scrub your body and your skin cells, like, you know, they fall off naturally, and you can scrub your body, you can take a salt bath, you can do release. But if you're holding on to your hair, that's something that's consistently there, mm-hmm. you know,
exactly.
until you cut it. Exactly. Otherwise, it just keeps on growing. It keeps on hanging. It
exactly.
still has its attachment. I mean, you're blowing my mind. This is one of the most fascinating podcasts I've ever done. Now, what about what does color produce? Like, how does color change somebody?
So color, we see ourselves in the mirror every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are a three-dimensional, vision board.
Mm-hmm.
What we see every day in the mirror also affects our energy and our mood.
Yeah.
So color, as we know, is vibrates at certain frequencies and can change the way we feel and how we see things. How should I say? When someone comes in and they feel like their hair is just doesn't have this glow to it, it just feels dull and whatnot, by changing the color, you can change the frequency and vibration of how they feel every day.
Wow.
So every day you're starting to bring in this energy and attract that energy, as opposed to continuously having something that makes you feel at a lower vibration.
Yeah. Makes total sense.
Yeah.
What are some other stories of some transformations? I mean, I just love hearing these.
Oh, my gosh.
A woman that died, another person that ended up with a wolf tattoo on the back. Like, I mean, I'm sure you have so many. You've been doing this for 10 years now.
It's definitely been very, very interesting. I can share, though, a new epiphany that happened with Angela when we were doing the haircut. And this insight actually unfolded because I'm so grateful for you. Kyle was able to be one of my first moving here from New York City. I just moved in January, not this year, but last year. And I didn't do any cuts because I just thought I was going to stay open to the universe. I didn't plan on moving to LA. I just wanted to stay in New York.
So you just moved here in January?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. And so I just thought I'm just going to be open. And I didn't think I was going to do any hair because I wanted to stay out of the chemical industry and whatnot. But I wanted to be open to everything that God gave me in the sense where, I'm sorry, I hope that's okay to say that. But
oh, yeah, of course.
Universal source. But I thought...
God, Allah, Krishna, you know, whatever you believe, you know, we're all welcome here.
Awesome, awesome. And so, you know, it's like if you don't use it, you lose it, right? And so it's kind of not using all of your gifts to its full potential.
Yeah.
And it was a full circle where I just did Kyle's hair last weekend, or this weekend, and it opened up that vortex that I would, that was still laying dormant since I moved. And so when I did Angela's hair, these information that came through was, you know, our hair is like storage. So it actually stores information, right? And whatnot. And hair actually has, like, as humans, we're born with this intelligence. Every cell of our body has a purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
As there's a purpose for everything. And so hair actually knows when to stop growing. And so for Angelo, it actually stopped growing at a certain length. And that's what he said. He said, actually didn't stop. It didn't grow anymore after this. It just kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's because your energy frequency said this is as much as it needs. Because
mm-hmm.
hair, when you go out into the sun, actually collects the infrared light from the sun and stores it as energy.
Wow.
Which is why we get D3. So it stores, it's like cellular stores for D3 and that infrared that feeds our mitochondria, which is
mm-hmm.
the powerhouse cells that gives us life.
Yes, 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 yes. And we're so depleted of like the infrared rays, and that's why the infrared saunas are so good.
Yes.
Because it's just like, it literally, your mitochondria are like...
Yeah, exactly.
They like wake up and they're like, let me eat more of that.
Exactly. It's the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're surrounded by so much of this, the alien blue sun, which is the ultraviolet blue lights.
Mm-hmm.
From TVs, from Wi-Fi, just being constantly...
From even LEDs.
LEDs. It's
I mean,
crazy.
I agree that they save energy, but they like...
It's creating,
you know, like,
zombies.
Yeah. You can walk out, like, so we've been putting an infrared, like, well, I'll take you down there, but we've been putting in infrared lights because we're going to have an infrared sound healing room.
Oh,
and
wow,
so we have
powerful.
8 in right now, but we're going to have 28 lights in there. But
oh.
You walk in, you just turn on the 8, and you're like, you're in it for a minute, and it's, you know, it's not like super, super powerful because it's only 8 light bulbs right now, but you walk out of there into the next room, and it's like, ugh, it's like your body wants to throw up with the other lights.
Yeah, that's you. What you're doing, what you're providing is going to be super regenerative.
Mm-hmm.
Super regenerative, because all of that blue light and Wi-Fi and LEDs is basically what you do is you're putting your cells in a microwave oven, turning it on high. When you increase from a 4G, 5G technology and higher, now you're putting it from high to turbo heat.
Yeah.
So imagine meat being cooked, like that's in a microwave, that's what's happening to our cells inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dries up the pineal gland, calcifies it. So your third eye starts to kind of like become zombies, which is what...
Yeah. All of that. But let's get back to
the good
things. The good stuff.
Yeah. So our hair becomes like, because it stops at a certain length, that means that's about as much energy, I should say, store, that it can take. So it's already...
It's maxing out.
Maxed out, yeah. So when we actually cut it, now we cut about 3-4 inches. Now he has about 3-4 inches. So hair grows about 1/2 inch a month. So now he has about 6 months, a little more, maybe 8 months, of data or energy storage that he can start to receive and retain.
Beautiful.
So it's kind of like letting go so that you can receive as well.
I am so fascinated. I am going to have to come to you for a haircut as soon as possible.
Oh my God, it would be an honor.
Oh my... What other transformations have you noticed? Like, so you gave ones where you saw the people and they had these very explicit information given to them.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the changes that you've seen as a result? Because, I mean, as you cut hair, I mean, you reform your regulars, right? So
mm-hmm.
then they come in a couple months later, and then they come in a couple months later. And what have you noticed when you work with people over a period of time, some of the things that happen?
You get to see how their life evolves. It's really just like body work. You get to see how their life shifts. They start to make different selections that are more in alignment to their highest self. You start to see them gain clarity and attract the things that they want to attract. And it's so interesting because I was talking to Kyle about this. It's kind of like how a lotus flower is closed in the mud and it comes up from the mud and it starts to clean open and everything starts to kind of like, the petal starts to open, slowly open. Now it starts to receive the light and it continues to open. Like when I'm actually even removing weight from here and I'm going through the different areas of the head, because we can divide the hair from the left and the right. And we know that the left side is our receive side and the right is our give side, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you can also get energy information.
Oops, sorry guys. So this is a Chewy barking over there. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's Chewy has a little bit of a, he hears somebody. Okay, so you have your left side and your right side.
And so you can, one side is your receive and one side, so you can get information based on that as well, depending on what side you read the hair. So it's interesting how the kind of energy reads that you get, it's like the body. You can read the same way because the body holds certain energy and through tissue and whatnot. And like how, you know, Chewy can sense different people based off of like the feel and the smell,
mm-hmm.
because information travels through the wind as well.
Yeah.
Our hair can receive that information. So when there's even a gentle breeze and a strand catches that gentle breeze, when you're receptive enough, you can feel which way the wind is coming from, but you can also receive certain information from that as well.
So fascinating.
Yeah.
If there's something else that you would like to share, what would it be? What would you like to leave people with?
I think definitely take care of, be gentle with yourself. Just really take care of your being. Take time to connect with people. You know, we're born on this planet with two people, you know, a mother and father, but our DNA requires two people. We're born as humans to interact, and it's through contact and interaction that we actually receive light and information, and vice versa. And so by allowing yourself to receive, even if it's energy work through body work, through Reiki, through even a haircut, you should definitely follow your heart, and that will kind of show you where the right practitioner is for you and how you can kind of also give back to yourself but also pay it forward by supporting like someone that you believe in, because it allows them, like people that support me allowed me to stay here in LA so that I can help other people that resonate to what I do.
And where can people find you? Because I mean, I'm definitely going to be going to you, but where can other people that are listening, how can they find you so that they can schedule something with you? So, you know, they can work with you. Is there any website, or do you want me to add that later, or like some kind of information that I can provide? Or
I think, you know what, this is all in divine timing. I guess we can just stay tuned.
Through here?
Through, yes, you will be perfect. I mean,
so you guys can contact Liberate Emporium, info@liberateemporium.com, and we'll get the direct message as he's working on getting all of his new web handles and everything taken care of. We'll just direct people through us. We'll make sure that you get all the contact information so that people can reach out to you. How does that feel?
That would be amazing.
All right.
Amazing. Thank you for the generous time.
Thank you, and thank you for sharing. Oh, I'm fascinated. Everybody, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. You know, as always, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, a written one is really, really appreciated, as the written reviews, for whatever reason, iTunes ranks the podcast a little higher with the more written reviews. So if you take a couple minutes, write a sentence about, give us some feedback. Of course, we won't shy away from you clicking 5 stars or whatever you feel. But thank you so much for joining us. And until next time.